Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
My hypothesis was like, hey, I would love to be able to have to start the game with Pods, Kuminga, Jimmy, Steph, and Dre, or Jimmy, Steph, and Horford. And either Dre comes off the bench or Horford comes off the bench. And they had Horford come off the bench yesterday. Now, I do believe if you're playing Dallas, I'm just going to throw Dallas out there. They got the two bigs, right? It'll be Lively or Gafford plus Anthony Davis. I don't know if you can go smaller in that scenario.
Right.
But Kuminga guarding Luka was the matchup I was looking for. And they ended up going with that, and I thought it worked out really well. They got off to a pretty good start. Ball was hopping. I felt like they were playing complimentary basketball.
And I wonder where Warriors fans are at after that win yesterday. 119-109, Warriors 1-0 on the season. 888-957-9570. We're talking about your biggest takeaway from that game. And it may just be Jonathan Kuminga getting the nod and having kind of an up-and-down first half, but again, exploding in that third quarter, Joe, where the Warriors, the third-quarter Warriors, could they be back again? Like, they took control of that game and never really looked back. I know it got to like 5-6 points there towards the end and got a little scary, but they were in control of that game for the most part, starting in that second half. And that was what was refreshing to me. And I think a big part of that is Jimmy Butler. Like, we need to talk more about this guy, and I get it. You know,
he's so good.
It was a whirlwind. I think a lot of Warriors fans, rightfully so, they were down after that playoff series where you lost Steph and you lost to the Minnesota Timberwolves. And the entire summer, you kind of just had to sit back and say, man.
I don't think I understood how serious the injury to the butt was.
Yeah.
The tailbone injury. Yeah, keep going. Like, because you're right. The way it ended at the end of the year, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but the way it ended at the end of the year, it was ugly.
Well, we talked to Nick Friedell about it, and I asked Nick. I was like, hey, man, like, is there anything with, like, Jimmy, like, not being able to, like, get a win without Steph in that playoff series? It was like, hey, Spinelli, you got to remember, like, I think it was underreported even just how much that tailbone injury was bothering him. And he's a trooper. He wasn't going to use it as an excuse.
He was totally different.
But he was different. He was more passive. Dude,
he didn't look as strong.
What was that? Game 3 at Chase Center, it was like the final 6 minutes, he didn't get a bucket.
No.
And like, they were in control there. Remember him and JK, and just they couldn't buy a bucket there late, and that had to have been fatigue / the injury. And I think a lot of Warriors fans were just down and like, man, we didn't really do much. I mean, we're adding Al Horford, we're getting older, we're adding D'Anthony Melton. They just weren't really excited about the offseason acquisitions. But I had to remind people, Jimmy Butler was your acquisition. You got him back in February, man. Like, that was your big acquisition. You sign this guy to a 2-year extension, $100+ million. That's the dude. Well, that's the trio going forward. It's Jimmy, it's Dre, and Steph. And if you get that version of Jimmy Butler last night, coupled with that version of Jonathan Kuminga, with Buddy Hield off the bench dropping 17, yeah, sky's the limit for this team.
The thing with Jimmy, too, that when you watch in the half court, when Steph's out there, how many times in his career has he had the second best perimeter defender on him?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Ooh, that's a great question. Not a lot. No, because he's always been the guy, right?
That's kind of what I'm going like. And so I think,
because if it was with Bam, Bam gets the other team's big. So yeah, it's not.
Right. So like, it's a luxury for him to be able to kind of operate against a lesser a defender, number one. And then number two, like, your defense as a whole isn't having him keyed as the primary.
Yeah, he's always been the guy. Now I'm thinking back to like the 76ers,
right?
Even with the Minnesota Timberwolves, because Cat was the big man there, and then Andrew Wiggins wasn't the one that he was. Yeah, it's a good point. I didn't think about it like that.
Like, there's, I think he really benefits from being able to put the ball on the floor against a lesser opponent. And then secondarily, they're so worried about what Curry's going to do off ball, and Jimmy's such a great passer.
Gravity, man.
Right? They know that he's going to pass. He gets these one-on-ones, and then he gets into the lane. And again, I think the element of his game, if I'm a young player, whether it's youth, high school, whatever, and I'm watching Jimmy, what Jimmy does that so few players do in the league these days, he jump stops in traffic. And then his ability to pump fake and get a defender to leave his feet, to be able to finish on both sides of the rim, to stay under control in the lane, it's throwback basketball, and I think that's why he's so good. It's such a subtle thing. Jump stop and maintain your pivot. How many guys leave their feet in the lane off one foot?
Like, so many.
Anthony Edwards is so talented.
Brandon Pajemski.
Brandon Pajemski's a good one. Anthony Edwards is so talented, but he'll leave his feet off one foot in the air because he can get away with it athletically, and he doesn't understand that as he gets better and better and better, jump stopping and pivoting and being able to maintain your dribble. This is why Jordan became Jordan. This is why Kobe became Kobe. Being able to, from a triple threat position, be a threat to score on so many different, like, just ways of feeling the defender and how they leave their feet. Jimmy's excellent at it.
The word I come back to, and you put that beautifully, the word I would use to summarize all of that, patience. He's got just tremendous patience and poise, almost like a quarterback that's feeling all the pressure in the pocket.
Good point.
That doesn't faze Jimmy Butler. He's there. He knows the situation. Nothing fazes him. The guy's played in two NBA finals before. He's played in high-level basketball. He's been the best player on a couple teams that have been to a championship. Like, he knows what he's doing out there. He's not going to get fazed by the bright lights of the Crypto.com arena or anything like that. It's funny. We have the post-game notes, Joe, and just some of the names, you know, that are attached to Jimmy Butler because he had a record performance. It's the most points he's ever had in a season opener, 31 points. He was 16-16 from the free throw line, setting a Warriors season opening record for makes.
Wow.
The previous high was 14 by your boy Jerry Lucas back in 1970.
What? Jerry Lucas?
Jerry Lucas.
Wow.
The third most by a Warrior in a season opener. Wilt Chamberlain, Paul Arizin.
No way.
17, yes.
No way.
And then the last Warrior to make 16-plus free throws without a miss? You're not going to get this one. 2009, C.J. Watson.
Oh, I remember C.J. Watson.
16-16.
Don't Google it. You Google it. I won't. He wore number 23 for the Golden State Warriors after Jason Richardson. C.J. Watson was a point guard, undersized, I believe, was it C.J. Watson who Floyd Mayweather and him? It was, huh?
When McGregor tweeted at Draymond Green and was like, that's not a Draymond Green jersey. That's a C.J. Watson jersey, mate.
That's right. C.J. Watson, undersized point guard, wore number 23. Correct, right?
That was
Carter, I'm right, right?
Yeah. You're going to Obi-Wan. Now, that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Put that back on the board. I just watched that with my son the other day.
So good. We got some people that want to get in.
Last thing on Jimmy.
Please.
He looks chiseled, but he plays stronger than he even is. He is extremely strong. His ability to play through someone's chest. Kawhi has it. Like, very few guys in the league have that. It's a very skinny league, you know, overall.
Skinny Luka.
It's just not what it used to
skinny
be.
Skinny Zion.
He's cut from a different cloth.
He is. He's built different.
God,
and he might just might just be the missing link that this team needed and Jonathan Kuminga needed in particular. Oscar Stockton.
What's up, Oscar?
I know Oscar's fired up after that win. Thanks for your patience,
JK.
Oscar.
What's going on, fellas?
What you got, man?
What's up, bro?
You're fired up, aren't you, Oscar? Come on, man.
Oh, man, you know I'm fired up, man. I'm on my way down here to Environmental with my hot dog cart. Man, look at here, man. Even though the Peacock had me searching all over the place trying to find the game, I finally got to the game, and the Warriors did their thing, man. Jonathan Kuminga. Hey, you can tell he's been in the lab, and one thing he's about to lab is mental, too. Listen, Jimmy Butler is in his ear. He's slowing down the game, and that's what's going to make us the right team because we need athletical youngsters out there. And not only that, Kerr did a great job with rotating, like you said, the veterans, man. And I love the way how Kerr is coaching right now because he's not afraid to play the rookie. But the rookie is a baller out of Florida, man. I don't know if everybody's been watching
Will Richards.
Play, but he can ball. Will Richards is a baller, man. That's what it takes when you stay in school for 4 or 5 years. He's probably the same age as Moses and Kuminga. That's why he gets it real quick. But on that point, Joe, you're right. Marcus Smart had me jumping through the damn TV. Huh. Man, I don't know what he out there trying to do, man. When he twists his arm like that, I went crazy. He's flopping around on the court. He ran into Steph again. I mean, they need to watch this, man, because he almost ended our season with that crap, man.
Thank you.
And that don't make any kind of sense, man. If Draymond would have did that, he'd have got kicked out the game. But that don't make any kind of sense. He got a history of doing that, too, against the Warriors players. But what he did yesterday, man, I was shocked, but that's a testament to Steph being in the weight room. You understand me? But you know what I'm saying? I loved it. And on Monday, my birthday, I will be in attendance, and I want to talk to Jimmy Butler, because like Jimmy Butler said in his interview, Ronnie Brewer was one of his mentors, and that's my first cousin. You know what I'm saying? I watched Jimmy play when he was at Chicago. I used to go to some of the games. You know what I'm saying? So you always know how I am.
Wait, Oscar, real quick, happy early birthday for you real quick. You said you were on a hot dog cart? What's your specialty?
Yeah. Bacon wrap, hot links, San Francisco roll, all the veggies on it. Oh, yeah, I got deep fried turkey sandwiches, too.
Oh, my God. You know what, Oscar? We need to get in touch with you. Whenever we have another event that's outside, we need Oscar and Stockton to bring that cart over
here. Yeah.
I could go for some. Do you need a chili cheese dogs, Oscar?
I got everything. That's one of my favorites. I got homemade chili.
Like I say,
my hot dog cart is more than just a hot dog cart.
Hey,
it's got everything.
Do you remember the old Master P song? I got candy.
Hey, I don't know if you guys remember the old Doggy Dunning from Oakland.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I... Hell yeah, I grew up in old Doggy Diner and Casper Hot Dogs, man.
Oh yeah,
Casper Hot Dogs, that's going way back.
Yep.
The old Doggy Diner is...
Thanks, Oscar.
So for San Franciscans, there was a few locations.
That's with the big dog, right?
Yeah. Sloat used to have the old Doggy Diner back in the day. I believe there was one on Ocean and on South Van Ness as well. The older, the guys in their 50s and 60s would know. I just remember the one out near the zoo, right, off of Sloat. And Java Beach is the little coffee shop that's out there. Shout out to the McGuire family. I love all of them.
And I'm Mark.
I frequent that all the time. But he's right. The Doggy Diner back in the day, the old logo used to be out there forever.
Now, for a holiday
CJ
right
Watson.
Now. Guzzle one of those things down.
Carter dug up the screenshot, and I got it right here. I'm going to show it to you. C.J. Watson. So,
oh, my God.
Money. Okay. So
this is 2009.
McGregor comes out.
It's the best clapback ever.
Okay. What year is this?
I think it was like 2014, 2015. Okay, yeah. It was when the fight between Mayweather and...
Yeah, that was like a decade ago.
So
yeah.
McGregor is coming out in a Warrior jersey, but it's just Warriors 23.
Oh, it was actually 2017. Okay. God, that was actually more recent.
And Money Green posts on his Instagram, "We rocking with Floyd, bro, not you. Take that off," at Notorious MMA, which is McGregor's handle. "Floyd Mayweather, splash for the cash, hashtag Warriors, hashtag Michigan." And then the Notorious MMA, "That's CJ Watson, mate. I don't know who the blank you are. No disrespect, kid. Keep hustling and stay in school." Oh, my God.
That's CJ Watson, mate. That's the best part.
Hey, McGregor did cook Dre, though. I'm not going to lie.
Oh,
cooked him.
Not going to lie, dude. That is a wow. Wow.
Hey, McGregor and Mayweather had the last laugh of that fight. How much millions did they make from that thing? McGregor, hey, you know what?
That was fun fight. I'm not going to lie.
He had some shots on Floyd in that one.
I actually loved that fight.
Mind you, this is 2017, so the Warriors have already won the championship without CJ Watson.
Stay in school, mate.
CJ Watson.
So good.
He bounced around. I'm looking at his Wikipedia page.
He was living in the backyard of Floyd Mayweather's mansion, I believe, at one point.
CJ Watson?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, because they were all like, there was a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, really? You don't say. With 888-957-9570. I like how, hold on. You started saying there was a lot of...
You completely gave up on
what you're going to say.
Floyd has so much stuff.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.